Good morning. Thanks for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with today?
Hi, John. I have a new claimant on the line, Tamika Williams.
Okay, very good. I'll be able to take the call. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Tamika.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I am a case intake specialist. I'll be asking you some questions to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. And if you do, I'll have you sign a legal agreement towards the end of our call, along with an authorization for the firm to work on your case. I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And Tamika, did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No, I did not.
All right. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
I was.
I'm sorry to hear that. And that's what this case is about. Approximately when was you, what's the approximate date of your diagnosis, may I ask?
It was, give me just a, August 2019?
August 20, 2019?
Yeah, August 20th, 2019. Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. And then before I go any further, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents from another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes, that is true.
All right, Tamika. And you are an adult over age 18, so you could file this claim for yourself since you're the injured party with the assistance of a firm.
Yes, I am over 18. Don't tell anyone, though. My kids think I'm still, still think I'm 19.
Well, it'll be our secret. Thank you, Tamika. And I would like to confirm you are a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth, please?
It is September 22nd,
1981. 1981. Okay, September 22nd, 1981. And let me see here real quick. 2019 minus, I'm awful at math, 1981. You were 37 at the time of your diagnosis and about to turn 38.
Yes. This sounds about right. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, 2019.
And Tamika, do you happen to know anyone else that also received Depo injections and were harmed in a similar manner? They were also diagnosed with a meningioma?
No, sir, I don't.
They're like, this is enough. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you recall, did you use the brand name Depo-Provera?
I believe it was the Pfizer brand.
That would be brand name. Okay, very good. Thank you. And I believe you already answered this question. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, it was about 3 years.
About 3 years? Okay. And so in that case, you probably had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, it was one shot every 3 months.
That's right. Okay. Okay. And then the law firm does request the approximate dates you started and then when you stopped the Depo injections. Could you start with the approximate start date?
It was April of 2016.
Okay. April 2016. Okay. And I take it you probably don't remember the exact day. So can I use April 1st, 2016?
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you. And then what would be your best guess for the approximate date that you stopped taking Depo-Provera?
I know for a fact that was in August of 2019. I didn't do it August 2019.
Okay. That coincides with the diagnosis date. So can I use the date that your diagnosis also the date that you stopped using the product, August 20th, 2019? Would that be fair or safe?
Yeah, because that's around the time that I went and got, like when the symptoms were really bad. So that's
okay.
Around the time that I went and got checked.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And then this by these approximate dates, starting Depo-Provera injections roughly April 1st, 2016, and ending right around your diagnosis date of August 20th, 2018, you did use Depo-Provera after January 1992 through present date. So I'm able to confirm that. And then regrettably, you were diagnosed with a meningioma. And I'm going to confirm your gender is female.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. And then the spelling of your first name, T-A-M-I-K-A?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and your middle initial?
D like Delta.
D like Delta. Okay, and your last name, please. Is that Williams? Williams?
That is correct also.
Thank you. And I take it you don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you, Tamika. And then the law firm, as I mentioned to you, they're going to request that you sign an authorization to release medical records. That'll be for the firm to confirm your diagnosis. But they do need your social to go on the authorization to release medical records. May I have your social, please?
Yeah, it is 155-72-6167.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have 155-72-6167.
Yes, that's
Okay.
correct.
And then any forms that you sign, I'll send copies to your email address. I have an email on record, MZMIKA, the number 143 at iCloud.com. Is that your email?
Yes, that is
Okay.
correct.
And the phone number I'm speaking to you on, 770-369-4457. This number belongs to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And it's a smartphone, I'm assuming?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And Tamika, it may seem like you're all finished doing this interview, signing the authorization for legal representation, and signing the authorization to release medical records. There is one final step, and it's called a case verification call. That should occur within the next 24 to 48 hours. And what the law firm wants to do is just quickly verify that you have had DEXA injections in the past. You were unfortunately diagnosed with a meningioma. And the third thing is they want to make sure that it's okay that they can start working on your case by submitting the request for medical records. So they'll get a verbal confirmation from you. That's a case verification call. What would be the best time for the firm to reach you? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
In the morning, preferably before 11. My shift normally starts at 11. I'm training a class.
Oh, got it. Okay. Thank you, Tamika. So 11 a.m. And then now I can ask, what is your address, please?
It is 841
Okay.
Ridge, RID like Delta, G like George, E, and that's Avenue Northwest. The city is Atlanta.
Georgia, 30318.
That is correct.
Okay. Is that a house?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So there's no apartment number or unit number?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you, Tamika. All right, now the next set of questions are designed to gather information about the medical records, or where to get medical records for the farm. We'll start with the name of the doctor that unfortunately diagnosed your meningioma. Do you recall that doctor's name?
His name was Dr. Stephen Ray.
Okay, is Stephen with a V or a PH?
With a V like Victor?
Okay, and RAY?
No, WRAY.
Oh, WRAY. Okay, thank you. And I do see Dr. Stephen Ray, a neurosurgeon in Atlanta, Georgia. Did you receive this diagnosis in a hospital setting?
Yeah.
Okay, would that happen to have been Augusta University Medical College?
Was that the Grady
Grady.
Memorial?
Grady Memorial.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Let me look it up. Okay, I found Grady Memorial Hospital at 80 Jesse Hill Drive, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia.
Jesse Hill. Sound, I'm not sure if it's 80, but it's that. Believe so. That sounds about right. I know it is on Jesse Hill.
Okay, perfect. I'm certain, confident we have the right place. Okay, so I found Dr. Ray, neurosurgeon. Bear with me here, okay? Dr. Stephen Ray, neurosurgeon. Did that doctor also happen to oversee your treatment?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And you can call me John. You're so
I'm
polite.
sorry.
Oh, no, you're okay, Tamika. You're raised well.
I spend my day telling my trainees, don't call me Miss, call me Tamika or Mika. So I
Oh.
understand, but it is a respect thing. So I will call you John over.
Thank you. Thank you, Tamika. And it's nice to
You're
meet you.
welcome.
I'm glad I can help you today. It's
You as
unfortunate
well.
getting the depot injections and having not being aware, not knowing that these injections can lead to a meningioma. And that's the basis of the lawsuit is getting compensation for that damages. Had you known if there was a warning or...
I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, there would have been alternative
medicine. And this wasn't even my first time taking Depo. I took Depo years ago when I was 20... How old was I when I think I was around 20, 21.
Okay.
And I had some really bad side effects then, too. But the doctors back then, they were saying, oh, yeah, that's normal. You know, you have the extended cycle sometimes and the weight gain.
Uh-huh.
But it was, like, really extreme for me where to the point where, like, the weight gain, it started bothering my knees, too, to a sense. So I kind of stopped then. But then the new doctor was like, oh, no, it's changed since then, you know, almost a decade later. So I'm like, okay.
I'm sorry to hear that. But here's an opportunity to get justice in the form of compensation for damages. And Tamika, just wanted to confirm, so the name of the doctor Stephen Ray, not only diagnosed you, but he also oversaw your treatment. And both the diagnosis and the treatment, they were both at Grady Memorial Hospital, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I gathered the address and the phone number for Grady Hospital from the internet. Then did you receive a cancer diagnosis before meningioma diagnosis? In other words, did you have a prior cancer diagnosis before meningioma?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
All right. The next set of questions, and it's almost on, we're getting close to wrapping up here. We would like to know the name of the doctor that originally prescribed the Depo-Provera.
Okay. Her name was Dr. Catherine Calhoun. Calhoun. I know Calhoun wasn't spelled traditionally. That's why I remember that. Calhoun.
Okay.
I want to say Catherine with a K. K is sticking out to me for some reason.
I found the Dr. Catherine Calhoun.
On Hal Mill?
OBGYN, yeah. And it looks like, did you receive the injections at her facility?
Yeah, at 18, I had to purchase the Depo from the Walgreens.
Okay.
But yeah, but what's the name? She injected them.
Oh, she did. One second here. So Dr. Catherine C. Calhoun, I found her. I found her facility at 1800 Howell Mill Road, Northwest Atlanta. Is that right?
That is.
Okay, very good. Okay, and then bear with me here. And I've got her phone number at area code 770-928-2276. That's also from the internet. And then you mentioned you got the Depo injections, the prescription filled out of Walgreens near you?
Yeah, that one was up the road from her, not too far. It was on Howell Mill also.
In Howell Mill? Okay. Let's see here. I have a Walgreens on 2020 Hell Mill Road, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, that sounds about right because she's 1800. So, yeah, and it was literally like right up the road.
Okay. A couple blocks. Okay. Yeah, it looks like that's the case. All right. Okay, bear with me here. And as I mentioned to you, we're almost getting... We're almost finished. And just putting in the phone number to the Walgreens. Very good. Okay. And do you happen to have copies of medical records that can show the diagnosis or the treatment for a meningioma?
I may. I don't know because I've moved since then. I would actually have to look.
Okay, but would you be confident that they are available at the doctor's office or at the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. They would be able to provide those documents to us either by mail, mailing us copies, or providing electronic copies. Okay, very good. All right, the law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case and when they found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Is it okay for me to list one of my adult children?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. And do they live with you?
No, she lives in New Jersey.
Oh, that's
Her
okay.
name is Jaylin, Jaylin.
Okay, Jaylin.
Her last name is Williams hyphen Mitchell.
Williams, like yours, and then hyphen, and then is it MITCHELL?
That is correct.
Okay, and her phone number, please.
732 668
Okay.
5105.
Okay, thank you. Let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. 732-668-5105, and she's your daughter?
That is her. Yes, she
Okay.
is.
Would you happen to know her email address by any chance?
Hold on one second. Let me check a message.
Okay.
Maybe. I want to say it's her middle name. Or I can actually ask her.
Okay.
Let's see my email.
And it's also asking for her address too, if you could provide that.
Yeah, her address is. Hold on for me one second.
Sure, take your time
Give me a
speaking.
second. One second. Tiana, I'm sorry. I'm on the phone with a lawyer right now. Come back when you're supposed to be here, okay? No,
Okay.
it's okay. No, come just clock back out. Oh, okay. All righty. And let's see. What is oh, I know exactly where I can find that. I want to say it's 385 Hillcrest, but let me just double check.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy Monday to you.
Oh yeah, this weekend was wonderful. It wasn't short like normally.
You had a nice weekend?
Yeah, I didn't really do too much of nothing. Just hung out. Okay. Don't think I have her. Oh, what was that? Was that her email address? Did I just swipe away from it? Oh, great.
I can tell this. Don't worry about the email address. We can, when you get in touch with a law firm, when you do that case verification call, you're welcome to update that email address, or and once they agree, or when they agree to take on your case, you can provide that later on. That's all right.
Oh.
I won't have you go through that much trouble. Okay, and you wouldn't know her address, would you?
Is it? I'm trying to remember the actual numbers. I know it's Hillcrest Ave in Somerset. I want to say 386.
Don't worry, it's okay. So I'm gonna put not available at the moment, and you're welcome, as I mentioned to you, to provide that later. So Tamika, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Towards the in a moment or like a minute or two, I'll be sending you a text message, and that text will have a link to the forms to sign electronically. Have you ever signed electronically through your smartphone before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good, good. Before I send the forms, I just wanted to make sure that I've got everything correct. You're filing a claim for compensation for damages. Your diagnosis date, regrettably, was August 20th, 2019. Date of birth, September 22nd, 2000. I'm sorry, September 22nd, 1981. You did use the brand name Depo-Provera for at least a year and had at least four injections. You did use the product after 1992 through present day. Specifically, we stated approximately April 1st, 2016 through August 20th, 2019. I've confirmed your first name and your spelling of your last name. Confirmed social, email address, your phone number. We've got your residence. We gathered the name of the doctor that diagnosed you as well as treated you, and we gathered the name of the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera and the Walgreens address. Everything looks good.
Awesome. I was able to locate her information
Oh,
for
you were?
you.
Oh, great. Okay.
Good thing for iPhones. I tend to forget sometimes. I have to like kind of slow my brain down. But I tend to
Can
forget
relate.
you can search keywords. Okay, so I have her address. Let me know when you're ready.
I am ready.
Okay. 364.
Okay.
Hillcrest, and that's one word.
Okay.
S.
Okay.
And that is in Somerset, and that's SOMERSET.
Okay.
New Jersey.
Okay.
Excuse me. 08873.
08873. I'll repeat it just to make sure I have it correct. 364 Hillcrest, HILLCREST. That's one word. Avenue, mm-hmm. Somerset, SOMERSET, New Jersey, 08873.
Yep, that is correct.
And did you happen to get her email address?
Her email address? Yes, I did.
Oh, perfect.
A-U-J,
mm-hmm.
E-N like Nancy,
okay.
A-E, 04 at gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that because I may have gotten it wrong. Let me repeat it. I have AUJENAE04 mm-hmm. Gmail.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good.
Yes, John. I'm sorry. And you pronounced it as Janae. I should have known it. I won't tell her. I didn't remember her email. That's her middle name.
Very good. Okay, Tamika, everything looks good. Bear with me here. I'm just double-checking my work. Okay. Yeah, everything looks good. So in a moment, we'll be completing the signing, and then you and I will be done. But don't forget, there is the case verification call that will occur between you and the firm, the law firm, in the mm-hmm. next 24 to 48 hours. All right. So by now, you should have received a text message with a link to the forms. And what you want to do is – okay, perfect. You want to click on that link. And you'll need to agree to SMS messages, and then you'll see something that says, like, please review and act on these documents. You'll see my name, John Maurer. And below that, you'll place a check mark in the box next to agreeing to electronic records and signatures.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can actually follow the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with start. The continue buttons will actually point you to where initials or signatures are needed on the forms.
Okay.
And then finish, well, that when you hit the finish button, let me know. The law firm, on the case verification, if they agree to take your case, and they'll notify us on that case verification call, they will take the case on a contingency basis. That means you don't pay anything up front for representation. It also mm-hmm. means that the law firm's only paid if they're successful in getting you compensated for damages. And the amount of damage is going to be unique to your circumstances. It's not like a class action where everybody splits the compensation equally and then you get this small check. The amount of damages is very unique to your circumstances. In the unforeseen mm-hmm. event the law firm is not successful, you wouldn't owe them anything. So it is mm-hmm. it is beneficial to you to participate in this lawsuit and get compensated for damages. It does take time. I mean, roughly, my understanding, there's like this Depo Provera may have impacted tens of thousands of Americans throughout the country. And so having the law firm present your case to the makers and negotiate compensation could take some time. So be patient. After we're done signing, by the way, I'll text you my name and phone number so you can add me to your contacts. And if you have any questions, you can either reach out to me or the law firm. But once the law firm agrees to take your case, it'll be on in their hands.
Okay.
How you doing on signing?
I finished.
Oh, good. Very good. Okay.
Yeah, once you put it in there, I'll just let you tap it.
Very good, Tamika. You're so close to getting legal representation. 24 to 48 hours is that case verification call. What I'm now mm-hmm. doing is I'm actually going to text you from my direct number because I'd like you to have on record the name of the person, John Maurer, that's me, who helped you get signed up for this lawsuit. And bear with me here. So if you have any questions in between now and the case verification call, you can reach out to me. Hi, okay. Tamika. One moment. And I'm going to give you the name, the phone number to the law firm as well. The name of the firm is actually Pulaski Kirker, but they have a managing agency that does their case intakes, and it's called A4D. So you'll either get a call directly from A4D or Pulaski Kirker. And I don't expect you to write that down because that's the point of this text. I'm going to send it to you along with our phone number. And bear with me. Okay, Tamika, I just sent you a text message. I'm in Irvine, California. So the phone number starts with 949. You'll see that text. It'll say, "Hi, Tamika. This is John Maurer, the case intake specialist."
Okay, I just got a message from you. 949-24, I mean 274.
That's me. Yes, indeed.
Okay,
Well,
great.
Tamika, we are all finished. I want to say thank you for letting me help you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together in the first place, but I do want to say you're about to be in good hands with a law firm that's interested in taking your case, A4D Pulaski Kirker. Very reputable national law firm, very experienced on handling cases like this. They've had lots of success litigating against billion-dollar corporations, and they provide great service. So you're really in good hands. Be on the lookout for their call. It should happen, like I said, in 24 to 48 hours from a 909 area code, likely from 909. I give you the phone number to the firm in that text message. Is there any questions I can answer for you?
No, I think I'm okay right now. But if I think of anything, is it okay if I could just text you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, most definitely. Well, here we are. We are done. Again, thank you for your time. If you have no other questions, I want to wish you a good day and a good rest of the week and good health. I'm sorry to hear about this diagnosis, but you're now in
I
the process
appreciate
of
it.
getting justice.
Thank you. I appreciate your help today, John.
I appreciate you, Tamika. You have a wonderful day, okay? Take care.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.